Welcome to the ArkansasVarsity.com Audio Blitz. Now to today's update.
Luke Matheson here from ArkansasVarsity.com, and tonight I speak with new Sheridan head football coach Kevin Kelly to get his thoughts on what led him to come to Sheridan, what he's hoping to accomplish, and more. Now to Coach Kevin Kelly.
Well, Coach Kelly, here it is, man. You know, tried to get you to get with me last night, but you wanted to get the ink dry, get your signature on some paperwork, and you were introduced tonight here at Sheridan as the head football coach of the Sheridan Yellow Jackets. And, man, just I got to ask the question, what about Sheridan? What was it about Sheridan that drew you to this?
You know, there were a lot of things, really. I'm a small-town guy. I'm from Glenwood, Arkansas. That's way smaller than Sheridan. Sheridan looks like a metroplex compared to where I came from. So, you know, that was cool. I love the small-town atmosphere. Honestly, you know, the program has not been as successful as they wanted to be. I mean, that's a nice way to put it. But I think it can be, and I look forward to the challenge of it. And I wanted to help build something. And then a good friend of mine, Rick Treadway, that coached here for a long time, coached girls basketball. He's a great guy, great man. I talked to him and said, hey, listen, is this worth checking out? He said, man, that's where I want to retire. That's a great place, and you'll love the people. And so, you know, you got to get people you can trust in life. I trust him, and he said, come down here and check it out. And people have been fantastic and looking forward to it. Still haven't got to meet the football team yet, you know, the players that will be back next year. But I am looking forward to meeting those guys before Christmas break and then getting it started in January with the guys that aren't in another sport and taking off.
I've known you long enough that I know you do a lot of research into stuff. And you and I had a conversation kind of during this process, and we spoke about some of the players that are here, you know, a talented ninth grade group, talented 10th grade group that's going to be sophomores and juniors next mm-hmm. year. I know you've taken time to look at some film. What did you see that you liked?
You know, honestly, I decided not to watch any film.
Really?
The only film I saw was of the ninth grade group because they were playing PA and I was trying to train a couple kids and I wasn't coaching. I was training a couple kids from PA and I decided to watch the film. And I saw, you know, a team that went toe-to-toe with a very good ninth grade PA group coached by some very good guys. So, you know, I respect it. I liked watching it. It was fun to watch. And I saw some guys that really had a lot of talent, but I saw some hard-working guys too. And the bottom line is this, and I told the coaching staff that I met today, and I don't know, you know, some will, you know, you never know what the transition's going to be like, but the ones there, I said, you know, everybody needs to remember, it's fun. Everybody thinks of me as a throwing coach and touchdowns and this and that. The most important thing's the offensive and defensive line. And watching the ninth grade group, and sorry I hadn't watched the rest of them, but to watch the ninth grade group, I saw some good offensive and defensive line play. That's the base for every good team. People always talk about the skill guys we had at PA. We had some skill guys that were better than some of the ones people think were the best because we had better O linemen. And when you have that, that's when you have a good football team. So I saw some good O line and D line play, and that excites me.
I know you're bringing Coach Adam DePriest with you. He's been with you before. What will Coach DePriest bring?
You know what the number one thing he's going to bring is he knows exactly what I want and how I want it, and hopefully he can get me to help people buy it. And the bottom line is this. It doesn't matter who you are, what you coach, how you coach, what your system philosophy is. If the coaches and players don't buy in, you're not going to be successful, period. That's the end of the story. Now it's my job and now his job too to help people buy in. And I think he can do that well because he understands what I want. He is a good man. He's a better man than I'll ever be. He has great football knowledge. But, we've worked together before, and I trust him. If I'm over there talking to this kid and he's talking to that kid, I know he's telling him what I want him to hear too. And it's good to hear it from somebody else besides myself. And hopefully he can help me train the coaches and the philosophy of the way that I like to play and the things I like to do and those kinds of things.
I know Coach DePriest has a son that will play here. It's my understanding he's going to probably play a little bit of wide receiver.
Yeah, you know, he's played quarterback and wide receiver. And, you know, I like I say, I hadn't looked at any film, but I've had a couple of kids come up and meet me already and say, hey, Coach, I'm a quarterback at Sheridan. And I said, okay, well, that's good. But we're going to let, you know, let Wiley play where he wants to. That's one of the things I like to let everybody do is I like to let players pick where they want to play. I know that sounds crazy these days, but they go to the right spots. I mean, you're not going to have a right guard say, hey, I want to be a wide receiver. I mean, they know they're not going to get to play if they do that. But I let them pick, and I let them choose, and they take some ownership in it. It's a little psychological thing, but they take ownership in it. And so, like him and everybody else, they're going to get to pick their spot and try to earn their time and hopefully play with the passion and pride that high school football should be played with.
I know you've spoke about that ninth grade offensive and defensive line. There's another ninth grader here a lot of people are already talking about. I believe he may be the best running back in the class of 2027, Isaiah Stevens. What do you think about him?
Yeah, you know, I saw him obviously show out in the PA game. I mean, I think he had over 500 yards rushing. That's just an astounding number in a junior high 8-minute quarter game. But I think he did. I think he scored like seven, eight touchdowns, something crazy. But he was impressive. He reminds me of a young man that I coached before I left PA named Joe Hyman that's now at Northwestern doing some nice things up there in the Big Ten. And he really reminds me of him except for maybe a little better side-to-side movement than Joe. And I hate to put the pressure on a kid, but, you know, I love football players. Football's hard. And one of the things I think we have to do, though, is regardless of how talented an Isaiah is or anybody else, if they want a chance to play football past here, whether it's D3, NAIA, D2, D1, I think my name gives them a good chance. I've got a lot of coaches I can say, hey, come take a look at the kid. And one of the good things about me being successful and develop relationships with college coach over the years is I can call those guys and they will take a look. And a guy like Isaiah Stevens, you know, put him in a good offense like Joe Hyman was in, where Joe was going to be the only player in the history of the game of football at any level, except for Coach Kelly stopped him. He ran for 1,950 yards in a state championship game, and he caught passes for 1,000. He would have been the world's first 2,000-yard rusher, 1,000-yard receiver. And I stopped him because we mercy rolled whoever we were playing, and I didn't let him play anymore. I wish I'd have gone back. How do you want to be – and that's what I'm saying. The kid Isaiah, I hate to put pressure on him, looks like the same tools. Looks like a kid that has the same tools as Joe Hyman does. And we'll see how that progresses and stuff. And, again, I don't want to put pressure on him, but he looked really, really good. And I thought that the O-line did their part in helping him look good and guys downfield blocking sometimes and those kinds of things. So that's exciting.
I know you like to make sure your skill players are in the playbook and working on routes and things they're going to do. How soon are you hoping to get those guys together running your system to start working on it?
We'll start in January with the off-season guys. You know, and I made the statement tonight when they introduced me. I want the football players to play. This is high school. Go play what you want to play and do all the things you can do to get to play there and get ready for football. And then, but the guys that are in off-season, we're going to start putting in the offense and throwing and catching. We'll start throwing and catching in January, and then we'll probably start putting in some offense in February. And by the time spring ball gets here, I don't want to be installing offense. I want to be running offense and running defenses. So we're going to install all that stuff, and it's a slow process, but that's what the off-season's for. And so that gives coaches a chance to change schools and come in and do what they need to do to get the team prepared to have a chance to win.
You're taking over for Coach Tyler Turner, who went back to Tennessee to help his daughter be closer to some medical facilities she could get some help with. I wrote an article saying that Tyler Turner didn't have the results on the scoreboard that he may have wanted. But for a guy, I live here in Sheridan, there were some major changes in the belief system of the players here. I think he laid a firm foundation. It's my understanding you may have had some conversations with Coach Turner. Coach DePriest had some conversations with Coach Turner. You know, what do you think about the job that he did in 1 year here, maybe some of the things y'all discussed?
I looked at some of the scores and talked to people, and you know, the good and the bad. The good is he made them, you know, they felt like they were more competitive. They felt like they were in some games that maybe they didn't think they would be in or hadn't been in the past and things like that. And that gave a spark, and what I'm hoping it did was give the team a taste of what it's like for success. They didn't quite get there. They didn't quite take the bite, so to speak, but they got to be real close and smell it and feel it. And, you know, it just takes hard work to push you over the edge, and that hard work isn't always physical hard work. It's mental hard work, learning the plays, learning everything backwards and forwards, defense and offense, and what we're trying to accomplish, not just – you know, this play I'm supposed to run a post, but this play I'm supposed to run a post. Why? Well, because that other receiver's running the post, and it's going to move the safety over, and I'm going to be open. You know, and if we get them to do that, then we've got a real chance. But you got to play. Football is now a smart man's game. It's not – people used to say, oh, football jock. You know, it's not that anymore. And you know, our game, our philosophy is going to be a lot more than that.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time, and great talking with you. Great having you here at Sheridan. And I never thought back all them times when I was at Pulaski Academy covering your games. I never once thought that any of my kids would have a chance to be coached by you, and here we are.
Well, that's what, you know, we were talking about that, Coach Priest and I, a while ago. If you'd have just told us, think about, I mean, how much things change in a year.
Right.
And he goes, just think about this. If you'd have told me a year ago that Buck James would be at Conway and Bobby Petrino will be back at Arkansas and Kevin Kelly will be at Sheridan, you could have got long, long odds in Las Vegas on that. And a year changes things, and it, you know, but that's what makes life great in a lot of aspects. You don't know what you're going to get from year to year, so keep your head down and keep working, and good things happen. So excited to be here. The people here have been super nice. Like I say, a good friend of mine, Rick Treadway, really pushed me towards looking at the job and said, man, you're going to love the people. And so far, of course, we hadn't lost a game yet. So far, the people have been super nice, and it is. It reminds me of the old Glenwood that I grew up in.
Thank you for listening to the ArkansasVarsity.com audio blitz. Tune in again soon for more Arkansas Prep sports coverage.